in Wisconsin and the Midwest. It's become a tradition here at the WGTD Radio Theater over the last few years that the theme of the annual Cartoons on the Radio mashup revolves around a bigger-than-life personality. 3 years ago, it was the evil and crazy dictator of North Korea, Kim Jong-un. 2 years ago, we set our sights on that shirtless, self-appointed czar of the former evil empire, Vladimir Putin. Last year, we featured episodes centered around our very own president, Donald J. Trump. This year, the WGTD Radio Theater will feature shows about World War II, and whom would be better to celebrate but the one current world leader who actually served during the war and the longest reigning monarch in British history, Elizabeth II, by the grace of God, of the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland and of her other realms and territories, Queen, Head of the Commonwealth, Defender of the Faith.
That's some title.
Da, some title. Why you no have such title?
We need to find regular work. Things just not same since downfall of Pennsylvania.
Da, things not work out with Kim Jong-un and Putin.
Not work out at all. Say, maybe Queen needs spies.
Don't think Queen will hire us as spy.
Why she no hire us?
We have wrong accent.
Indeed, they do. So, before anyone else interrupts my opening, let's listen to a Cartoons on the Radio mashup, God Help the Queen.
And now, it's our favorite moose and squirrel, Rocky and Bullwinkle. A thunder of jets and an open sky, a streak of gray and a cheerful. A look, a whirl, and a vertical climb, and once again you know it's time for Another One Bites the Dust, or The New Adventures of Rocky and Bullwinkle and Friends. Starring the supersonic speedster Rocket J. Squirrel and his pal Bullwinkle the Moose, and a host of others. We join our heroes in flu-ravaged Frostbite Falls as they are reading the morning paper over breakfast.
Say, Rocky, this is good coffee. What is it?
I can't tell you, Bullwinkle.
Why not? Aren't we friends anymore?
Sure, we're still friends, but the maker of this coffee didn't pay to have us say their name. And you know how picky Ulstrup is about advertisers paying for airtime.
Oh, that's right. He is a stickler about that sort of thing. Boy, Rock, not a lot in the newspaper this morning.
That's for sure, Bullwinkle. Say, did you see this?
See what?
The Queen is coming to Frostbite Falls.
Are they still around?
Not the band, Bullwinkle. The Queen of England. You know, Elizabeth II, by the grace of God, of the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, and of her other realms and territories, Queen, Head of the Commonwealth, Defender of the Faith.
Oh, that Queen! She's coming here to Frostbite Falls?
I guess so. I wonder why.
Well, she's been everywhere else, Rock.
Good point, Bullwinkle.
Is she bringing her purse?
I suppose so, Bullwinkle.
Any idea what she keeps in that purse?
No, Bullwinkle. I never really thought about it.
I mean, she's got to keep something in there.
I guess.
You think she keeps the nuclear codes in there?
I don't think so, Bullwinkle. I don't think they let the Queen have those codes, Bullwinkle.
Why not? She is the Queen.
Yeah, I know, but I think they have other people for that over there.
What else does the paper say, Rocky?
Some people from Buckingham Palace will be coming here to set everything up. I guess they're looking for some people to show her around.
I wonder who they'll get.
Who could that be?
I don't know. I'll find out. May I help you?
Hello, you Bullwinkle J. Moose?
Why, yes I am.
Is Rocket J. Squirrel here?
Sure. Say, Rocky, this English guy wants to see you.
English guy?
You're Rocket J. Squirrel?
Yes.
I'm here to announce to you that Her Majesty has requested that both of you show her around the town.
We're supposed to be your host while she's in Frostbite Falls?
Yeah, that's right, mate. Say, I got one of the ladies in waiting with me. She can tell you what the baked bean all wants.
Good morning.
Hiya.
Welcome to Frostbite Falls. I'm Rocket J.
Yes, we know who you are.
So, you're a lady in waiting?
Yes, I am.
What do you do exactly?
I wait.
You wait?
Yes, I wait.
For what?
For any request from Her Majesty.
Like if she wants a deep dish pizza, you have to get it for her?
Yes, a typical colonial example, but yes. If Her Majesty wants a deep dish pizza, I would seek one out.
Little did our heroes realize that behind some bushes near the front door of their house hovered that dastardly duo, that treacherous twosome, that pernicious pair.
Hey!
Boris and Natasha.
Da, that us.
You know, Boris, darling, I want to be a lady-in-waiting.
Why?
Would be very nice job to wait for Queen and order pizza.
You know, Natasha, maybe you're right. I could be Queen chauffeur.
And you know what else, darling?
What, Natasha?
We could get rid of Moose and Squirrel, too.
How we do that?
I tell you.
As we leave our craven couple.
Hey, enough with these bad words about us.
Fine already, if it'll keep the show moving along. Bullwinkle and Rocky are finalizing plans with the Queen's lady-in-waiting and chauffeur.
So, when does the Queen get here?
She'll be arriving in Frostbite Falls the day after tomorrow.
We'll pick you up about 10 o'clock that morning. That should give us plenty of time to be at the place where you will lunch with Her Majesty before you set off on your tour.
Yeah, sounds about right. Put on some fancy togs for Her Majesty.
Okay. I suppose I can spruce up the old antlers.
And shine up my goggles.
Yeah, I see what you mean. Just be ready to go at 10.
Yes, we mustn't keep Her Majesty waiting for any reason.
Yeah, waiting is your job.
Yes, that's right. Goodbye.
Cheers, mate.
And back in the bushes.
What do you think of plan, Boris?
I love plan. I like we get new jobs and get rid of Moose and Squirrel at the same time.
I know. I have brilliant plan. Cannot wait for earlier tomorrow.
Me neither.
Just what do those...
Careful!
Two have in store for our heroes. Tune in next time for Killer Queen or Under Pressure.
And now it's time for Yogi Bear and Boo Boo.
So, Cindy Bear, isn't this nice? Just the two of us enjoying the day together like this.
Oh, Yogi, this is just so nice out here in our special place, right here in Jellystone Park. So nice just sitting here on this blanket under this tree with you. It would be so nice to have a delicious picnic on such a nice day.
Well, you know me, Cindy. We seem to have a picnic all the time, and I thought it would be nice to just enjoy the day. You know what I mean?
Oh, it sure is nice and all, Yogi. But it's still nice to nibble on a little something and wash it down with some cool lemonade.
Let me go back to my cave and get you something, okay, Cindy?
Oh, you don't have to do that for little old me, Yogi.
No, it's no trouble at all. I'll be right back. Sheesh, I gotta find some picnic baskets for my Cindy Bear.
Hiya, Yogi. Where are you going?
Hey, Boo Boo. I gotta find some picnic baskets to make a nice picnic for my Cindy Bear.
Good luck with that one, Yogi. Ranger Smith has all the rangers out making sure nothing like that happens.
Nothing like what, Boo-Boo?
Disappearing picnic baskets.
What's the special occasion for all the rangers to be out?
You didn't hear, Yogi?
Hear what, Boo-Boo?
That the Queen is coming to Jellystone Park?
You mean Elizabeth II, by the grace of God, of the United Kingdom, of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, and of her other realms and territories, Queen, Head of the Commonwealth, Defender of the Faith?
That's the one, Yogi.
I wonder if she'll have a picnic basket. I bet she'd have some great things in it.
I doubt it, Yogi. She always carries a purse, never a basket.
Good point, Boo-Boo. I wonder what's in that purse.
Meanwhile, back at the ranger station...
And Ranger Smith, you must make absolutely sure that that dreadful Yogi Bear never gets even close to Her Majesty.
Yeah, that bloke must stay away from the beans picnic.
Not to worry at all. I have alerted all the rangers in the park to keep a lookout for Yogi.
And his little friend, too.
You mean Boo-Boo?
Yes, Boo-Boo.
Boo-Boo never means any harm.
Say, mate, when we say no bears, we mean no bears.
Sure, I understand. No bears.
Her Majesty fought the Nazis. She's not going to put up with bears.
No need to get so passionate yet. But I do believe we've made ourselves clear.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, we will be back here later today with Her Majesty for a nice picnic lunch in your wonderful park. Ta-ta!
I'd better find Yogi myself and warn him to stay away.
What you looking at through those binoculars, Yogi?
I'm watching for the Queen. See, Boo-Boo? I knew the Queen would be coming here for a picnic. That's her big fancy car driving in the front gate.
I don't know, Yogi. I think you should stay away from anything at all to do with the Queen. Ranger Smith would be awful mad at you.
Ranger Smith is always mad at me for something, Boo. He wouldn't have a job if it weren't for me.
That's true, Yogi. But I would be careful anyway.
Aren't I always, Boo-Boo? Okay, Boo-Boo, she's getting out of the car. You're right. She's only holding her purse. No picnic basket.
Told you, Yogi.
What do you think is in that purse, Boo-Boo?
I don't know, Yogi.
You think she keeps the nuclear codes in there?
No, I don't think so, Yogi. Maybe some cough drops.
Cough drops? I gotta do better for Cindy than that. Wait, some other lady is carrying a picnic basket. Who is that woman?
Probably a lady-in-waiting.
What does a lady-in-waiting do?
She waits.
Waits?
Yeah, she waits and carries picnic baskets.
Here's my chance, Boo-Boo. She put the basket on the table. They all walked over to look at those trees. I could sneak over and grab the basket.
Just be careful, Yogi.
I'll just sneak over to this tree. And to this tree. And to this tree.
And right into a cage, Yogi. You should know better than to try and take the Queen's picnic basket.
Ranger Smith, sir. I wouldn't have tried it, but I need a nice picnic basket for my Cindy Bear.
Well... If it keeps you out of trouble, Yogi.
Oh, Yogi. Now, isn't this nicer to have some food to nibble on while we enjoy the afternoon, just the two of us?
Why, yes it is, Cindy.
And how did you ever get that Ranger Smith to give you all this food? I mean, this will feed us for a week.
What can I tell you, Cindy? I'm smarter than the average bear.
Yogi Bear.
And now it's Bugs Bunny and Elmer Fudd.
Shh. Be very, very quiet. I'm hunting rabbits. That waspy rabbit has been stealing carrots from the Queen's garden. I have to find him.
These are the best carrots I've ever eaten. I gotta get some more.
Oh, Mr. Fudd. Mr. Fudd.
Shh. Oi, Elmer. Over here.
Shh. Be very, very quiet. I'm hunting rabbits.
Yes, yes. We're all very aware of all that. We just wanted to make sure you know the Queen is wanting a carrot salad for lunch, and we must absolutely have carrots for it.
Makes sense, I guess.
When I drove by Her Majesty's garden, there were hardly any carrots left.
This carrot caper must end once and for all.
I will double my efforts. First, I have to ask you a question.
Yes?
What is it that you do?
I'm a lady in waiting.
What do you do?
I wait.
Wait for what?
Carrot salads now, please, Mr. Fudd. We heard you were an expert at hunting rabbits. Please, hunt.
Yes, ma'am.
Boy, she's a loon.
Yeah, but she seemed very, very upset. Say, aren't you...
What's up, Doc?
Oh, I'm supposed to be hunting you.
I know, but you gotta keep up your strength. Have a carrot.
Don't mind if I do. Boy, that's very, very good. Boy, they taste very good carrots.
They are, aren't they?
Yeah, where'd you get them?
Over there.
You mean the Queen's Garden?
Yes, you mean the Garden of Elizabeth II, by the grace of God, of the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, and of her other realms and territories queen, head of the Commonwealth, defender of the faith?
Why, that's the one. And you're Bugs Bunny, and I'm hunting you.
Why?
Well, because the queen wants a carrot salad.
She's sort of particular, wouldn't you say?
Well, she's a queen.
Maybe she just keeps some carrots in her purse.
That's funny.
Just what is in that purse?
I don't know.
You think she keeps the nuclear codes in there?
That's funny, too. But I've had enough of these questions. Stand very still, Wabbit.
Missed!
Oh, damn Wabbit. I'll get him yet. But where can I find him? Yeah. Maybe I'll wait in the carrot patch for him. I hope I see that Wabbit soon. There he is.
I just have to have some more of these carrots. That queen should know how to grow them.
I got you, you waspy wabbit.
So you're gonna shoot me?
Yeah.
With that gun?
Yeah.
The gun with the carrot in it?
What carrot?
This carrot. Look down the barrel yourself.
Why? Okay. I don't see a carrot.
Get closer to the end of the barrel. It's right there.
I still can't see it.
Here, let me hold the gun while you look.
Thank you. I don't still see any carrots.
Can you see this?
Oh, that wabbit. He got away again. What am I going to do?
Now, ain't this better?
Oh, Willie is. These carrots are delicious. I love them. Always better to join them than beat them.
Hello, Peabody here. I'm just reading the newspaper with my morning cup of coffee. I still enjoy reading a real newspaper versus looking at it on these new electronic devices. Perhaps I'm just old-fashioned, but it just seems so much more civilized to read a paper or book on paper than on some screen with all of its other distractions.
Good morning, Mr. Peabody.
Good morning, Sherman. How are you this fine day? What's on your schedule today?
Fine, Mr. Peabody. We're studying about World War II in school, and I have to work on my extra credit project.
What will be the subject of this extra credit?
I'm not sure yet. I'd like to figure out something that not a lot of people know about.
You know, what a lot of people are unaware of is Queen Elizabeth's service during the war. Of course, she was just a princess back then, but she put on the uniform like many women did back then.
Wow, that must have been something for a royal to do that, Mr. Peabody.
Indeed it was, Sherman. She also spoke to the British children in a nationwide radio address when she was just 14 years old. In fact, I think you need to see it for yourself. Let's take a trip in the Wayback Machine to the London of 1940.
Sounds good, Mr. Peabody.
Let me set the controls to London, England, October 13th, 1940. Here we go. Here we are, Sherman, right at the front door to Windsor Castle, where the speech was recorded. Shall we go in? Knock at the door, Sherman.
Hello, what can I do for you?
Let me introduce ourselves. I'm Mr. Peabody, and this is my boy, Sherman. We're here on sort of a field trip to watch young Princess Elizabeth address the children of the Empire on the radio.
Oh, Mr. Peabody, you are always welcome. The royal family is getting settled in to watch Her Highness themselves. Come right in.
You know, you seem very familiar. By any chance, do you drive a car for the royal family?
Me? Motors? Never. Now, me kid, that's another matter, innit? He's always talking about how he's going to learn to drive and then go racing and stuff.
Why, of course. That makes perfect sense. With that, we walked down several magnificent corridors and hallways. Of course, I was well acquainted with them all, as we found our way to the room where Her Royal Highness would make her first address.
Oh, Mr. Peabody, how delightful to see you.
And to see you. May I introduce my boy, Sherman. Sherman, this is the lady-in-waiting to the princess.
How do you do, Sherman?
How do you do? And what does a lady-in-waiting do?
I wait.
For what?
For anything the princess may ask for. And no doubt she will one day be lady-in-waiting to the next queen, who is now just Princess Elizabeth. We were ushered into the room for where the broadcast would take place. We stood off to the side because, of course, the royal family was seated with the best view of the princess.
Mr. Peabody, what is this speech supposed to be about?
Sherman, back in 1939, just as the war started, Britain evacuated children from the cities to the countryside, saved them from bombing by the Germans. In fact, many children were evacuated to America, Canada, and elsewhere in the empire. But that was stopped because of U-boat activity. In this speech, the 14-year-old princess sent her best wishes to these evacuated children. But just as I was explaining the context of the speech, a problem arose.
There seems to be a problem with the mic. It's kaput, isn't it?
And indeed, it was. For some reason, it wasn't transmitting the princess's voice. Of course, they turned to me for assistance.
Mr. Peabody, would you all be able to help us with this dilemma? The fate of the Empire depends on this speech to her children.
I would be happy to serve. Having substantial expertise in electronics, I offer the Wayback Machine as proof. I had my suspicion as to the predicament. I follow the cable to the microphone to its end, and sure enough, it wasn't plugged into the transmitter. I simply completed the connection and...
This is the BBC Home Service. Her Royal Highness, Princess Elizabeth.
In wishing you all good evening, I feel that I am speaking to friends and companions. Thousands of you in this country have had to leave your homes and be separated from your fathers and mothers. My sister, Margaret Rose, and I feel so much for you, as we know from experience what it means to be away from those we love most of all.
Wow, Mr. Peabody, that was neat. We saw the first speech that the now Queen gave.
And the Queen has gone on to celebrate her diamond and sapphire jubilees of her reign.
That means she's been queen for 60 and 65 years, Mr. Peabody?
Yes, indeed, Sherman.
Say, Mr. Peabody, why do they use expensive gems as the symbols for those anniversaries?
Well, Sherman, as the song goes, we will rock you.
And now, Snagglepuss.
What a beautiful morning. Sunny even. But hark, what am I overhearing?
Now, Major Minor, it is of the utmost imperative that your lion be very secure while Her Majesty is here to visit your zoological garden.
Yeah, mate, we can't have some wild animals trying to munch on Her Royal Highness. Know what I mean?
Why, of course. I understand completely. And I can assure you both that our prized lion will be locked up good and tight, as always, and especially when Her Majesty is here.
So good to hear.
Just so I'm clear, and since there are a few Her Majesties in the world, we are talking about Elizabeth II, by grace of God, of the United Kingdom of Great Britain and North Ireland and her other realms and territories, Queen, Head of the Commonwealth, Defender of the Faith.
Well, yeah, mate. With these accents, what other Majesty will we be talking about?
Well, that's a good point. I just wanted to be sure.
Well then, Major, we will be off to pick up the Queen and will return this afternoon.
Her Majesty is coming to see me, the Queen, even. I'm not sure that I like this. Unsure, even. I think it's time for me to get out of here before they double-lock the cage, imprison me, even. Exit, stage left.
Now I must go check on that snagglepuss to make sure he stays in his cage during the visit of Her Majesty. I mustn't have our best lion roaming about the park and upsetting things. Egad! Snagglepuss is gone! Now I must collect my trusty lion rifle and find that beast and put him where he belongs. And soon.
Oh, did I hear lion rifle? A firearm, even. Time to exit. Stage right and pronto, even. Now, where is that exit to the zoo? Egress, even. There it is, right where that car is coming from. Oh, the pain, the pain. I'm hurt, even.
Here, mate, where did you come from? You came out of nowhere, didn't you?
I was running for the exit, sprinting, even.
Oh, dear, what is all the fuss about?
M'lady, this animal running around motor.
Is it hurt?
Hurt? Yes, I'm hurt. In severe pain, even. And who are you?
I'm a lady in waiting.
What do you do? What is your job, even?
I wait.
You wait? Linger, even.
Yes, I wait.
Wait for what? Stick around for, even?
For whatever Her Majesty wants.
For whatever Her Majesty wants, desires, even?
Yes.
By the way, what is in her purse? Pocketbook, even?
Things important to the Queen.
Things, items, even? Nuclear codes, secret ciphers, even?
Doubtful.
Heavens to Murgatroyd. It's Major Minor. Capture me, even.
No, Snagglepuss. What kind of mess have you gotten yourself into this time?
I was hit by this car. A limo, even. Out of the blue. A complete surprise, even.
He jumped in front of me motor out of nowhere, bolting for the gate. I couldn't stop him in time, could I?
Oh, I'm sure he's fine. Nothing to worry about.
He sounds in dreadful pain.
Ouch, ouch, ow, even.
Oh, and Her Majesty so likes to make sure animals are well taken care of.
What can we do to make him better?
I have an idea. A brainstorm, even.
Oh, look. Over there. Take a butcher's at that.
Yes, who would have guessed?
Oh, I would have. The Queen herself taking care of Snagglepuss, and he's loving every minute of it.
And why wouldn't I? I am King of the Beasts. Roar, even.
And in the farthest of far northern territories of Her Majesty's realm, that we all know as the Dominion of Canada, stood guard the Royal Mounties. We find our hero in the fortunately flu-free office of Inspector Fenwick.
Come in!
Inspector Fenwick? You wanted to see me, sir?
Yes, Dudley. Do come in and be quick about it.
Boy, thank you, sir.
Dudley, I'd like to introduce some people to you. This is the lady-in-waiting to the Queen and the Queen's chauffeur.
How do you do?
Well.
I'm all right, mate. Nice to make your acquaintance.
Dudley, I have wonderful news.
What is it, sir?
These two people have informed me that our sovereign is coming to Canada.
You mean Elizabeth II, by the grace of God of the United Kingdom, Canada and her other realms and territories, Queen, head of the Commonwealth, defender of the faith, is coming for a visit?
Oh, Dudley, is there another sovereign? I mean, honestly, you can be so dense.
Sorry, sir. I was just so overwhelmed that the Queen of Canada was coming here. Sir, Where will she be visiting?
She'll be visiting Quebec City in Montreal.
French Canada?
Yes, Dudley. French Canada. My, how sharp you are for putting that together.
But does she speak French, sir?
Does it matter? The Quebecy don't speak English. But actually, she does speak the language, learned it as a girl. Besides, her prime minister speaks French. That's good enough.
He does? You know, I never heard him actually speak the language.
Isn't it good enough that his last name is French? I mean, really?
Will she be going anywhere else in Canada?
No chance, mate. She's just coming over to remind these people they're ruled by a British queen and then go home.
Oh, I see. Remind them that they're all losers.
Dudley, that was last year's cartoon mashup. Remember when you thought the new president was going to build a wall on our southern border?
Oh, that's right, sir. So, sir, how will we be involved way up here in His Majesty's Far North Territories?
You really aren't that quick on the trigger, are you? All of Her Majesty's Mounties must be on alert, looking for any suspicious types that might want to endanger the Queen's visit.
You mean?
Yes, Dudley. I'm sending you on patrol to be on the lookout for that fiendish fiend, Snidely Whiplash.
Oh, Father, is it true?
Is what true, Nell?
That Elizabeth II, by the grace of God of the United Kingdom, Canada, and her other realms and territories, Queen, Head of the Commonwealth, Defender of the Faith, is coming for a visit, purse and all?
Yes, Nell, purse and all.
By the way, what does she keep in that purse? Does she maybe have the nuclear codes in there?
Doubtful, since Canada has no nuclear codes.
Oh, right. That's right. We rely on the big button to defend us.
Yes, well, Dudley, you should get going on your patrol. Hurry along now.
Oh, yes, sir.
Do be careful, Dudley. You never know when that dastardly Snidely Whiplash will pop up.
Indeed, Nell is right. So the Queen is coming to Canada. I think I should find my way into the province of Quebec and see what mayhem I can start. That dolt Dudley Do-Right will not get in my way this time.
And meanwhile, I must get to Montreal myself to get a glimpse of the Queen. Oh, what wonderful times for fair Canada. I know she'll find us to be so nice. And with Dudley patrolling the far-off northern territories, I'm certain we shall all be safe.
Yes, right. That idiot would keep us safe. But not so fast, young and pretty Nell. I spy you riding in the distance.
What a wonderful day with all these majestic maple trees for a horse ride to Quebec.
Yes, Nell herself was riding along the wooded road on her way to Quebec to see the Queen.
And this is my opportunity to blackmail that do-gooder of do-gooders, Dudley Do-Right. And how convenient we have railroad tracks nearby. Let me hide in these bushes, and when Nell gets close, I'll nab her and tie her to the tracks.
Oh, isn't the countryside of Canada just wonderful? It makes me want a stack of pancakes.
Ha-ha! I got you, Nell.
Snidely Whiplash, you onerous ogre, unhand me.
Only after I tie you to the railroad tracks.
Again? Can't you think of anything else?
But I like it.
Oh, very well. But, Snidely, why would you want to embarrass fair Canada in front of our very own sovereign?
I'll do whatever I need to stop the dreaded Mounties from confounding my ambitions. And now I have you tied to the train tracks to lure that idiot Dudley away from me and allow me to get to Quebec unhindered.
Oh, help. Please help. Dudley, please rescue me from this malicious monster.
Hark! Who do I hear? It sounds like the lovely Nell.
Oh, help. Please help. Dudley, please save me from Snidely Whiplash.
Snidely Whiplash? The fiend. Horse, off we go. We must save Nell.
Oh, Dudley, you got here just in time to save me from that oncoming train.
Yes, Dudley, but to save Nell, you must take your eyes off me.
Oh, not a problem. Horse, watch Snidely Whiplash while I save Nell.
Rat! Foiled again!
And you, Snidely Whiplash, will come with me back to the fort. A fort that stands guard for Canada and her queen.
Yeah, whatever.
Oh, Dudley, you saved me and Canada again.
Of course, Nell. A Mountie always gets his man.
When last we left our heroes, Rocky and Bullwinkle were waiting to be picked up to tour flu-flattened Frostbite Falls with none other than the Queen of England.
Say, Rocky, do you know where we're going to take Her Majesty exactly? You know, Frostbite Falls isn't all that big.
I'm not sure, Bullwinkle. There isn't a lot to see. It could be a quick tour.
Maybe you could do some aerial tricks.
Yeah, that's an idea. But she might have seen plenty of that sort of thing, given she has her own Air Force. Oh, that must be them. Who are you?
We are driver and lady-in-waiting for Queen.
You don't look like the people that were here before.
Those were other driver and lady-in-waiting.
The Queen has more than one?
Da, she have more than one of everything. After all, she is Queen.
You sure don't sound like you're English.
We are from the eastern part of England.
Da, way east.
Okay.
We need to go. Queen get antsy.
You know how queens are.
I suppose so. Let's go, Rocky. Say, what happened to your car?
What do you mean?
It's a lot smaller than what you drove in before.
Yeah, can we all fit in here?
Duh, we fit just fine.
Even with the Queen? That back seat doesn't look very big.
Yeah, where do I put my antlers?
You stick them through the sunroof.
Hey, where is the Queen? Why isn't she in the car?
She's back at the airplane. We go pick her up at the airport.
Boris, we need to get here going before real chauffeur and lady in waiting get here.
Okay, but Moose and Squirrel keep asking me questions.
Cannot wait to get rid of Moose and Squirrel.
Da, must get rid of them for good. Okay, we have to go. Get in car.
And off they went. Boris and Natasha in the front seat of the subcompact car, Bullwinkle and Rocky jammed in the back, with Bullwinkle's antlers sticking through the sunroof.
This sure is a tight fit back here, Rock. Not sure where the Queen is going to go.
I know what you mean, Bullwinkle.
Sure is taking us a long time to get to the airport, isn't it, Rock?
It sure is. After all, this is Frostbite Falls. Nothing takes this long to get to.
What do we do, Rocky?
Say, driver, do you know the way to the airport? It's taking an awful long time to get there.
I know way. I take different way for security purposes.
Only he not know we on way to airport that goes to Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania, awful place. Perfect for Moose and Squirrel.
I don't know if I believe that driver, Bullwinkle.
I know what you mean, Rocky, but what should we do? He's driving so fast we can't get out of the car.
I know. I can fly out through the sunroof and have a look around.
Go for it, Rock!
With that, Rocky squeezed himself around Bullwinkle's antlers and flew up above the trees. From up there, he could see the real car of the Queen with the real driver and the real lady-in-waiting.
Hey! From up here, I can see the real car of the Queen with the real driver and the real lady-in-waiting.
Why do I bother to even open my mouth? He flew down to the Rolls-Royce, flagged it down, and told the real chauffeur to follow him to the car with Bullwinkle and the imposters in it.
Hey, mate, we was wondering where you blokes was. Her Majesty's almost ready for her tour, isn't she?
Indeed. We mustn't keep Her Majesty waiting. That's my job.
Follow me, and we'll get this all straightened out.
Didn't I more or less say all of that?
Yeah, I guess. But I thought it would add some action to the story.
Oh, everyone's a writer. And off they went, Rocky flying at treetop level, keeping an eye on Bullwinkle's antlers, and the chauffeur following Rocky. Only Rocky led the Rolls on a different road and was able to cut off Boris and Natasha, and poor Bullwinkle, whose antlers were getting a little sore, sticking through that sunroof.
Rocky, you found the Queen's real car!
Yes, I did, Bullwinkle. Now let's get in it and give the Queen her tour.
Okay, Rock.
And our heroes were off to meet the Queen.
I hate Moose and Squirrel.
Me too.
Later that day, after the tour.
You know what, Rick? That Queen sure is nice.
She sure is. She seemed interested in everything we showed her.
Which really wasn't that much. I mean, this is Frostbite Falls.
But she didn't seem to care. And she even ate some pizza with us.
It really shouldn't be a surprise to us, Rocky.
Why is that, Bullwinkle?
After all, Rock, we are the champions.
The stars of Cartoons on the Radio 2018, God Help the Queen, were Mike Bovito as Ranger Smith and Boris, Renee Bushell as Rocky, Siegfried Christoph as Bullwinkle narrator, Arthur Dexter as Mr. Peabody, Todd Eaves as Yogi Bear, Tristan Eaves as Natasha, Lynn Garside as Queen Chauffeur and the Queen Chauffeur's father, Brett Hodeck as Bugs Bunny and Bullwinkle, Harold Johnson as Dudley Do-Right, Gary Lean as Sherman, Susan Lean as Nell, Anne-Marie Schmid as Lady-in-Waiting, Cameron Spencer as Inspector Fenwick, Snidely Whiplash, Major Minor, and Boo Boo, Peyton Spencer as the young Lady-in-Waiting, Joe Van Hulley as Elmer Fudd, Gordon Wisniewski as Snagglepuss, and Kathy Zulke as Cindy Bear. Sound effects were created by Barb Tyler. Recorded sound effects were created by Steve Brown. The show was directed by Renee Bushell. Cartoons on the Radio, God Help the Queen, was written by Steve Brown and Mike Ulstrup. Today's announcer was yours truly, Janelle Powers. Support for the WGTD Radio Theater comes from the Kenosha Law Firm of Aaliyah Dumay and McTernan, a full-service law firm with an emphasis on personal injury, civil litigation, and business law. Also supporting the WGTD Radio Theater is the not-for-profit Brown Ulster Performing Arts Foundation, located in Salem Lakes, Wisconsin. The mission of the foundation is to develop and promote excellence in the performing arts in Wisconsin and the Midwest. Join us on March 10th when the WGTD Radio Theater presents a story about women spies in World War II, our secret sisters, all live from the Kenosha campus of Gateway Technical College. For the GTD Radio Theater, this is Janelle Powers signing off. Have a great day!
You're listening to WGTD HD, Kenosha, Racine, Elkhorn, and Lake Geneva, your gateway to